Yeah. deal with young people. Amen. So we want them to learn of the Lord. Amen. It's a beautiful thing. Amen. And no further ado, we're going to read our pastor. Amen. Because this is the main thing we came for, to be fed. Amen. I know some of us are naturally hungry. Amen. But we have a spiritual hunger. Amen. And the scripture talks about hunger and thirsting after righteousness. And so when you do so, you're going to be filled. Amen. So we know we want to greet our pastor. Amen. With a hearty praise the Lord.
Isn't that the example we should follow? So we can point fingers, but we can't get that bad. Amen. Even when the woman was counted in the act of adultery. And as long as the woman was counted in the very act, the law said the other story. Jesus, all he did was, he didn't even answer. You know, sometimes it's good not to answer people when he asked God. Well, we don't know what he did. He began, he stood down on the ground and he began to run. I would like to see what he was writing. Everybody can have a conjecture, but nobody knows what he was writing. But we do know this, when he stood up and they could see it, they began from the oldest to the youngest, began to leave. He said, he that is without sin, let him cast the first stone. Then when every problem, that's what I like about God. When he gets you by yourself, it's just between you and God. He turned to the woman and said, where am I hiding a future? She said, sir, no way. He said, neither do I condemn thee. Go ahead. That's how perfect is that. Right, so some of God's compassion is written. Some of God's compassion is inferred. But we need to follow God. Amen. So today, and if ever there was a time when people are broken all over, how many have been disappointed? I mean, greatly disappointed. This is so good, church. I mean, that doesn't take away your responsibility to be a child of God. Our highest calling is a child of God. The Bible says, God so loved us that he chose us. Because without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. That we should be holy and without blame. Before him in hatred. Before him in anger. Before him in anger. That's all God requires of us. Amen. Be holy and follow him in love. So whenever somebody else is good to you, and my bishop and the first lady always tells us so much, she said, love them, they said, love them through it. That's a challenge. In church, it's a challenge out of church. Because the normal tendency is that we always want to strike back. We used to sing that song, if I hold my peace and let go, then what? Victory. How many of us really believe that? How many of us really believe, if I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battles, then victory. I don't care what the devil does. Because whatever the devil means for evil, how many know God can? You gotta talk to him. Whatever the devil means for evil, how many know God can? God can turn it around. The songwriter said, the Lord picked me up, he turned me around, and he takes my feet off. That's what I know about the Lord, even in my brokenness.
You said, I didn't ask for this. Well, God gave it to you because he looked at him.
Right? Because the Bible says God is faithful. And he will never put more on us than we're able to bear. But he will, with the temptation, make a way to escape that we might be able to bear. Amen. Psalms 23. We all know this pretty much by heart. We learned this when we were children. The 23rd Psalm. Do we all have it? For those that don't have it, it should be on the screen. Psalm 23rd Psalm, first verse, read. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you today. Lord, we realize that we're not here today because of our goodness. Lord, we're not here because we are so holy. Lord, we're not here today because we're so righteous, because we go all the mistakes. But Lord, today we ask you to speak a word to our hearts. Lord, speak a word to our souls. Lord, we ask you to liberate the soul that might be bound. Lord, we ask you to open the spiritual eyes of those that might be blind spiritually. Lord, open up deaf ears of those that can't hear a word from the Lord. Lord, we pray whatever you do, deliver, heal, and set free. And for this, we thank you in the church today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. So our message today is the beginning of the first verse. The Lord is my shepherd. And what I like about David in writing that the Lord is his shepherd, he didn't say the Lord is the shepherd. Because when you say the shepherd, it can be just to anybody. It doesn't have the intimate feeling of knowing him personally. He didn't say the Lord is the shepherd. And he didn't say the Lord is a shepherd, even though he is a shepherd, and he is a shepherd. But David, in writing this psalm, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. And you got to remember that David himself was a shepherd. So David is not writing on a second-hand account, but he's writing from first-hand knowledge of what it means to be a shepherd. And he said, well, because the Lord is my shepherd, he said, I shall not want. Now, there's a difference between needs and wants. He said, he leads me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Now, a sheep can't drink water from a running stream. A sheep can't be comfortable when there's running water. So the shepherd has to find some still water. Because as long as the sheep has running water, the sheep can't lay down and be at rest. The sheep can't be at peace. So he said, he made me to lie down beside some still water. You know what? Running water is a sign of nothing but trouble and confusion. So what that shepherd does, now David is a shepherd. He's not writing what he read in the books. He's writing from a first-hand experience for what he had to do with the shepherd. But how do we know? Because he was a shepherd. He had to lead the sheep. He had to guide the sheep. And then that verse said, he restored my soul. He led me in a path of righteousness for his David said, yeah, then I should to part time. I heard Sister Mary Bell say, yea, though I walk through the dark canyon. Everywhere we turn in this world today, it seems like there's stuff. Murders and this and that. He said, but yea, though I walk through the valley. A sheep, when he runs off, can see the whole flock, but they can't figure out how to get back. They can see the flock. They can see the shepherd. But sheep, once they get off the path, they can't figure out how to get back. I'm so glad, hallelujah, that God calls us sheep. The reference to sheep as shepherds in the Bible is used over 700 times. God wants some emphasis placed on sheeping and shepherd. Right? But God knows, he said, listen, you ever feel like sometimes I'm going wayward? Sometimes I'm getting off track? That's when God will send a staff. And he'll pull you back in. You ever had one of those moments where you say, I can see the Father. I can see the shepherd. But I can't figure out.
Is that a whole lot of division? If all the sheep had enough, the sheep stand up.
Because they can't sit down and be at peace. Because they can't handle confusion. Alright? Number three, a sheep can't lay down if they're sick. If they're parasite. If there's something going on in their body, their bodies can't be at rest because there's something going on. So they can't sit down or lay down by the sick in the green pasture. And number three, if a sheep is suffering from anxiety and trying to figure out where they're going to get their food, they can't lay down and be at rest. So if any of those four elements are in the life of the sheep can't lay down besides the COR. The sheep can be in the green pasture. Listen, this is so important for us when we're dealing with the Lord as my shepherd. You can be in the pasture and can't even live because of something that's going on the inside. So who's Jesus said, he said, the sheep know his voice. 1:27. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye labor and are heavy.
Amen.
This is the shepherd. He said, come unto me, all ye labor and are heavy, and I give you
rest.
If you don't have no rest, I wonder who you've been turning to. Because he said, come unto me. Then he said, take my yoke upon you and labor. He said, because my yoke is easy. And my burdens. But Psalm 127 reads a chord. Except my shepherd. Because the Lord is
my shepherd.
Except the shepherd build the house. Amen. What? Labor in vain. Except the
Lord.
It's shepherd. Everybody say, Lord, we just gonna put shepherd. Right? We're trying to do stuff without the shepherd. He said, if you do it without the shepherd, you're doing it in vain. Except the Lord keep the city, the water waiting, but
in vain.
It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow. For some eat get it in. But then we take them back with us. Let Jesus fix it for you, because he knows just what to do. Whenever you pray to him, have his way, and Jesus will fix it for you. Say to God today, the Lord is your shepherd. If you fully trust in him, you won't walk, because he will make every provision to make sure that you are at peace and at rest. But if you don't have rest, if you're so full of anxiety, never in the history of mankind have more people been more depressed. They had a program the other day that a guy was just scared of nothing. Nothing was happening. Fear, right? Because fear is from whom? It's not from God. Because God has not given us
fear.
So where did fear come from? The devil. So fear is forcing children of God to stay away from God because their mind is all messed up. Let him fix it for you. Whatever the situation is, bring it to him and leave it to him. Leave it with him, because the Lord is my shepherd and I and we all stand. The Lord is my shepherd. All the words come forth, I shall not walk. He, you know what is so good about God? He made it. I don't know how to fix it. Lord, my problems are so bad. My problems are so bad. But the Lord made me to lie down in green pastures. He restored. Anybody today feel broken? I would assure you that the greatest love you ever have is the love of God. The greatest love you can ever have is the love of God. Let God be your personal shepherd. Don't be the shepherd of your mother, your father, your sister, your brothers, your best friend. Let the Lord be your personal shepherd.